Help us bear more fruit for all and glorify the King. For Jesus is the true vine, His Father holds the shoots. At times the pruning hurts so bad and we have to shed some tears. Yet time harvest is coming soon. Must be thankful if we've been pruned. What it does is makes us strong and bear more fruit for Him. He does it 'cause He cares for us, and that's why He cuts the tent. When He's through, we may not see the good in what He's done. It may look bad, but we still know we're grafted in His Son. In time, harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. But then we see our leaves shoot forth as the sun begins to shine. We know we'd surely wither if we weren't within the vine. Soon the fruit begins to grow more abundant than before. And as it's fit for others' use, we keep on bearing more. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. We must be thankful. Must be thankful if we've been pruned. Must be thankful if we've been pruned.
The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Romans, tells us that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. His conclusion is that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. However, he in no way indicates that the law is no longer valid. Just the opposite. Paul questions, "Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law." There is no law that can be kept in order to establish one's own righteousness, for there is none righteous, no, not one. No man has ever fulfilled the righteous obligations of the law, to the point that he has not known sin. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. The gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ that we are offered freely was purchased at a great price. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us and paid the death penalty for sins that are past. He did not, however, die that we may transgress his laws or continue in sin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Catlin, how are y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. How are you?
Well,
we sure are changeable. You know what you're saying? Well, I wish, you know, Mr. Late Shannon.
Call you Miss Shannon Late. They call me Linda Late Catlin, but what is Shannon Late Davis?
You know, I pride myself on punctuality.
You can't prove that by us.
Nope. But when I was growing up, I was late every day of my life to school. And when you're late, you got to go down to the principal's office. They got to give you a late pass. So I was doing it every day. And you got to write the reason. There was no reason except my family was jacked up and, you know, we didn't have our act together. Or I had to go and ask for lunch money. And make a long story longer, I just put down family problems. They finally said, hey, you got problems at home? I was so embarrassed that I said, you know what, I'm going to make a change. And I did, and I began to be a man of punctuality. However, enter the world of Internet radio. I don't even know that that's possible, especially when you do a show like we're doing tonight. We're doing 9 shows back-to-back. And it only takes one thing to set it off, and it's a domino effect. I mean, and the later you are scheduled, you could be an hour late, so I think I'm going to have to put a warning. These shows may run plus or, you know, 30 minutes beyond scheduled showtime. We have one, you know, one person's got a problem with the Internet, or one guest that goes over, or I've got problems, God forbid, and it's just a snowball effect. So if I were doing one show a night, you better believe I'm going to be on time, but I think we're not doing bad considering how many we're trying to do. And I don't try to do 9 per night, but, you know, Thursdays is my biggest day. Thursday here in Bali, Wednesday in America, because we start at 6 every night. We go till about 1. Then I got to do 2 international shows. So today just turns out we're doing 9. And I'll tell you, I got in here this morning on time, and bam, my Internet's not working. I looked up. It's got no power. Come to find out, my power supply died. Thank God I had a backup, and I was able to connect it quickly, and there we are. But, I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Over here, they'll flick the switch off down the road and give you no notice, and you have no power for 3 hours. So anything can happen on a Mega Man radio.
Yeah, and, hey, man, and there is also this difference is that you're doing Internet radio, which is different than regular broadcast radio. With broadcast radio, a sentence later, whatever, it's just gone on.
Yeah.
You know, you have a schedule you absolutely have to run by, and so you just go that way. Bang, 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 bang.
Yep.
And that's what I'm used to. You know, it's either, hey, if you don't make the ship, that's it. You know?
That's right. It's very unforgiving on real radio out there, and not to mention you got a finite amount of time. What if the show's really good and all you bought is 30 minutes of time, you know? You're screwed.
Ah, that gives you your next program.
Part 2 next week.
That brings him back. And well, let's say a prayer and then let's talk.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, we turn this Internet radio over to you, Father. It's not up to us, but it's up to you. We ask that you give us the words in which to speak, so we can bless the people, and if we bless the people, Father, we'll be blessing you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen.
And amen.
Amen. As we're getting started tonight, Brother and Sister Catlin, for those that have not heard you speak before, tell us about who you are and your ministry.
Okay. Excuse me, I was taking a sip of water. You're long-winded sometimes, so I thought I had a minute there, but okay. Anyway. Our ministry is actually called Messiah's Branch. I actually call it Messiah's Branch International Ministry and Radio. We have been doing a talk radio program since 2002, and we also have a mission church in Wichita, Kansas, where we serve the homeless and poor. We'll talk more in degree about it later, but, you know, let's just get going with what's going on around, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. All right. So I don't know what you've been talking about tonight, but let me throw something out there and see if you heard about this, Shannon. Mother Rita,
11-year-old girls can go topless in Fort Collins, Colorado after feminist defeat sexist ban. Girls as young as 11 can now go legally walk around Colorado topless. Let me repeat that for those of you who think I'm kidding. Girls as young as 11 years old can now legally walk around Colorado topless. And that's not all. It gets worse. According to this, the city council in Fort Collins, Colorado, has settled a 3-year-old lawsuit from Free the Nipple campaign, agreed earlier this month to remove a ban on women over 10 years old exposing their breasts in public spaces. Meaning that now, I really can't emphasize this enough, girls as young as 11 years old can now legally walk around California, or Colorado, topless. The ban was officially lifted as of Tuesday after the city spent over $320,000 in legal fees trying to defeat the ordinance, which came under fire from a loud...
Not defeat, defend.
Oh, defend. Well, yeah. Well, and defeat it, knock it out of there, whatever. Yeah, they were trying to get it stopped, but they couldn't.
Right.
Because they ran out of money. It's about the same thing as anything. If you ain't got money, you can get... If you got money, you can get away with about anything.
We'll just talk about it a little bit. But see, that $320,000 was spent by the city to defend their ordinance that said they couldn't be topless.
Right. That's
so
they couldn't. They wanted to defeat it. They wanted to get it out of there.
Right. And so, but this goes on even further. See, this went to the tents. The states in the United States are set up into different states in different districts, like the 9th district, 10th district, and so on. This so happens the 10th district court, it made it to the 10th district circuit court of appeals, which includes what states?
Oh, boy. Wyoming, Utah, New Mexico, Colorado, and Kansas and Oklahoma.
Kansas and Oklahoma. So that means that, and unless one of the, now, I'm, other cities and these states have ordinances that say that you can't be topless in public and so on, it doesn't matter. It nullifies all existing ordinances, and the only way that it would be illegal now would be if the city took a challenge that if somebody got, they arrested somebody for walking around topless, and then they turned around and the people sued to where it would go up to the 10th circuit again, and they'd stand on that, they'd have to go to the Supreme Court. And I don't know if anybody wants to enforce that. The point is, listen to that, from 11 years old in any public venue, now women can go topless. Now, where is that taking us? What do you think about that, Shannon?
I'll tell you what. I think this is very sad, the direction that they're going. In fact, parlay that over to Indonesia, there's a protest going on because the government wants to pass some laws for the Constitution to ban same-sex marriage and also fornication and adultery. And people writing because they like their sin, and they're saying, "Hey, you don't have a right to tell us what to do." And I think the government should be applauded because those things are wrong. And after that alert came out that Indonesia was going to probably move that way, Australia has put out a travel alert warning all their visitors from coming to Bali because they could be arrested for fornicating. And they say, "Well, hey, that's what people do." Back to you.
Okay. Well. Now let's go down with this here. I'm going to concentrate now. I applaud all any of them that, you know, those actions. I'm going to talk about the United States, though. What we're seeing in front of our eyes here, over here, you know, between this, now, we're talking about right now. It's already hard to go to Walmart in the winter in the summertime because women, you know, they're
Walmart villains anywhere in public.
Right. Well, I guess I always stick to Walmart because Walmart, there's usually a less great clientele.
You could even be going to church.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, point being is that they're barely wearing clothing now. You know, in fact, and Stan, I'm going to talk about you in a minute. Stan was upset the other day because a woman bent over in front of him, and he said she was just one string away from being nude, and he jerked his head away real quick. His wife told him, says, "Well, just don't look." But, you know, the point is that it's getting right there in front of your face. Another thing, these women have, where is there any morals? You know, they're losing their morality. You have people dressing up as women, men dressing as women. All these things are abomination. The lawlessness, being without Torah, being against the Word of God, is just so blatant, and it's going to get worse. Because we're in that time of the end, you know, I applaud those countries that would stand up and say, you have to keep your clothes on. And, you know, fornication, really, you know, here in the United States, churches are applauding. It's nothing for single people to be applauded in the church for, you know, living together, so on and so forth. Nobody's standing up for the Word of God. America, in front of our eyes, is turning into Sodom and Gomorrah and Babylon. In the streets, men dressed, it's just sickening. And libraries promoting these homosexuals that are dressed as women to they the big debate in Wichita, Kansas is not whether or not they're going to let them to read to little children in their transgender story hour, but whether or not they should do a background check on them to see if they're pedophiles or not.
Wow.
And they're trying to legalize it. Now here's the point. You see what I'm saying? Open your eyes. What did Babylon look like? What does, you know, now women going topless as young as 11 years old,
oh my.
Once they get the drift of that, you know, forget about going to any kind of a concert or, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? Where this is
fair,
going?
Fair, anywhere.
It's
where are you going to take your kids?
Fair. Where are you going to take
your kids?
You going
to take your kids around to see women run around with their tops off, right?
Right.
This is wrong.
Right. And so the not only the wrongness of it, but it's the lateness of the hour, Shane.
Yes.
This is
yes.
America is turning into Babylon.
They used to tell them to go to nudist colonies if they want to take their clothes off and run around.
Right. And I won't even go into all that, you know.
They're saying, what about our rights? What about our rights to not have to look at their naked bodies?
They don't care. They don't care. But why is it that way? You would think, now, you know, we're supposed to be one of the largest Christian countries in the world. So it goes back to that. And I keep laying it at the doorstep of the body of Messiah and the ministers more so, because these people are supposed to be speaking out about it. You know, get off of that thing of don't judge. There's more in the Word of God that tells you that you're supposed to judge righteously. You're supposed to point out sin. You're supposed to. It isn't applaud lawlessness and this. Go ahead.
Because of the wording, judge not, lest ye be judged, yeah. They stop. They don't read the whole...
Well, they've always been scripture
right.
pictures.
That's
the biggest
point.
Problem
they pick
that
little part out, and they don't even understand what it means or what it says. They just pick that part and say, don't judge. Well, that's not exactly what it's meaning.
Well, but what about all the other words in the New Testament and all the other words in the Old Testament that says, do it. And even in that scripture, it says, make sure that you're clean before you go judge somebody else, but you're supposed to do it righteously. You're not supposed to just turn your head to sin. If you do, you hate your brother or sister.
That's right.
It's like this. The easy explanation is this. If you see somebody about to step off a cliff, do you grab them and save their life? Or do you say, well, I better not interfere? Well, it's the same thing with judge not, because they're going to lose their life, but it's their eternal life that they're going to lose. And so, oh, I better not judge them. And, oh, they're my friend. I can't get on them about being a homosexual or transgender. Really, if you're, first off, there should not be that friendship thing there anyway. You know, you can witness to them and all that, but the light's not supposed to have with dark. If they won't turn loose of their sin, even the church tells you to kick them out. That's what the Word of God says. It says be warned twice privately. The third time you take them in front of the church and you exit them out of the church. Because why? Otherwise it will infect everybody else in the church and bring the whole church down. The little children say, well, he's doing it, so it must be okay that he's still here. No. Go ahead.
You almost poked me in the eye with that pen.
Oh, the pen. Okay. I was getting excited there. Back to you for a minute, Shannon.
You know, I wholeheartedly agree with you. That should not be occurring down there, and we need to vehemently speak up and say, this is unacceptable. I don't want my children around schizophrenic people. Because I'll tell you the truth. This transgenderism that's going on, this is sexual confusion. And that is schizophrenia, according to many of the experts I've talked to. It's a demon that has come in, and the large majority of people that are in this lifestyle, which is perversion, the sodomite lifestyle, they have been raped at some point. They've been abused. They've been rejected. They've suffered some trauma. There's been a schizophrenic split in their brain. Demons have come in, and now they want to go out there, and they don't want to just be accepted and left alone. No, they want to make the whole country gay. And I don't want my children being read to by a pedophile, someone sexually confused, topless, and you know, they had that young boy that was cross-dressing, and he was dancing in a club with a bunch of gay men, and they thought that was something to applaud. I heard the other day that the actress Megan Fox from the Transformer, the real beautiful girl, you all may remember her from the first movie, she's on the news now and being applauded because she allows her six-year-old son to wear women's dresses to school.
Oh my.
I'm not sure that I seen that it was on Fox News. I wasn't sure. I know it was a very famous star. I'm not sure it was Megan Fox, but if you say so, I'll believe you. But I saw that. But here's the point. This is a real good place to talk about this. The children, now this used to be the, now listen, I've been a counselor for a long time, you know, and I've counseled people that, you know, you see incest in a family and once it starts, you know, you find out that it's almost been considered normal in families because it keeps getting passed down like a generational curse.
Yes.
But the new thing about this transgender thing isn't because of a rape or something like that. What a lot of it is these little children are being coaxed into this by their parents, by this generation that thinks it's cool to be transgender. And it has nothing to do that they've been raped or whatever, but because they have no morals, the right morals put in them. So they, oh man, it's cool. We got a transgender child, just like the movie stars. And they put it in their heads. They take them and expose them to transgenderism, just like taking them. That's what the whole plot of taking them to these story hours, The kids think it's normal. They're being brainwashed without the normal way. Now, later on, a lot of doctors are saying that this is craziness, this gender confusion is just garbage. It's being put there by the children, and if you let them grow, most of them would grow out of it.
By the children, by the parents.
Yeah, but right, by the parents. But the children would grow out of it if you just let them go until they reach puberty, you know what I'm saying? That they would grow out of and just be the sex that they are. This didn't come about until it got to be a trendy thing. You rarely heard of it. But it's being put in there by Hollywood. It's being put in there. It's the click thing. It's the cool thing to dress this way and to be this way. And it takes away from the creator. The creator said made what? Man and
woman.
Yeah, God created man and woman. He didn't create God, man and woman and now 200 other sexes. They got, it goes beyond just
I'm a light pole.
Some of them identify.
I know.
That
I'm
way.
A tree. They're trees. I'm a tree.
I mean, Shannon, forget about all the wars. And the biggest sign of the time of the end has been Israel coming back a country. Forget about all of that for a minute. What's going on in society, the Word of God tells us, it is the biggest point of proof that the end time is here.
Is that Timothy?
Yeah.
2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee therefore that before Yahweh and the Yeshua Messiah, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
Okay, let's go to that. Look, be instant in season and out of season. What does this say? It says, this is Paul talking to Timothy. He's instructing him how to run his congregation and his people. He says, what does it say? It says, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. In other words, he's telling him, correct these people and use the Word of God to do it. And
judge them unto righteousness.
Right, but where does that say anything about, don't judge them? That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying, Shannon? We are supposed to do this. Those in the body of the Messiah, those in the church are supposed to do it, and the church has been silent because they sold themselves out a long time ago for a 501(c) that got them an instant tax deduction and made the churches rich.
Which they didn't need anyway. They were already tax deductible.
Right. Right, but you see that? This is a sign of the time of the end. It says, let no man deceive you for any means, for that day shall not come, except there be a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above that all is called God, or that is worshipped. So he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. My point of that is, except there come a falling away first. People say, well, I wonder what the great falling away is going to be. Look at America. Look at America. The falling away is they fall away from the word of Messiah. They've fallen away from that word. It is, they're not acting on it. They're looking for it. Well, when are we going to get that sign? It's right there in front of your face. Back to you, Shannon.
You know, you're exactly right. We shouldn't be surprised. Romans 1, verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things right, which are not convenient. And it goes on to say, you know, a couple of verses up, God gave them up unto vile affections. Talks about homosexuality there. We're seeing the rise of the reprobates, the rise of the sodomite culture. And it wasn't long once you saw that thriving that God came in and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And, you know, we've got no excuse here. And if God did not judge wicked nations that allow this kind of stuff to go on that we're talking about, then God would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And there were more cities that were destroyed. Those were just two of them over there in the plains. And he's not going to apologize to them. We've got no excuse. But you're right. We cannot remain silent on this matter. God wants us to be the salt of the earth, to let our light shine, to speak up. Or the blood's on our hands. There's verses that talk about that. And folks, we're going to see worse before it's over with. We're live with Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin of ProphecyHour.com. Brother and Sister Catlin, let me ask you a question. There's a lot going on. I woke up today, and or it was yesterday afternoon, and they're trying to impeach our president. What's going on? Have we turned into a madhouse?
I know the whole story. If you want to hear it, I can tell
it's
you.
It's another Russian collusion, yuck, yuck.
Tell me about it.
Okay, let's go like this. Give me a second, and I'll tell you what's going on. First off, let's look at the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party, you know, the people like Pelosi that are old, you know, while I don't believe in the Democrats, there's a lot of them that still believe in, you know, fairly right things like they used to. But the point is that they have younger people in there and they're playing to a different crowd because, they used to be able to. You know, that's why elections would go back and forth. You know, people would say, okay, well, it's not a big deal if we lose this time. We'll get it back next time. And they treated everybody nice. But the point is they keep getting further and further to the left, and the real nature of the Democratic Party is being revealed. In fact, they were pro-slavery. They didn't want, you know, they're the ones that started the Ku Klux Klan and so on and so forth. They didn't want women's rights. They didn't want integrated schools, but they switched. They made themselves, they said, we're the party of the poor. Well, the poor has figured it out now since that President Trump came into office. And so they could look out and they'd say, well, wait a minute. They're leaving the Democratic Party. These people aren't for us. We're working now. More people are working in the United States than there ever has historically. That's a fact. And that's Hispanics and that's blacks, that's whites. Green, purple, everybody's working. You cannot go into hardly any place without seeing a help wanted sign all over the streets. Everybody is hiring. So they know they cannot convince the people to go on their side. That's why they want open borders. It's not because they have compassion for people from other countries. They have to replace the population. That's from the so-called immigration. Anyway, that's why they're letting them in, because they can't convince the people. The people are waking up.
Well, they don't even try to hide their agenda anymore.
No, but let me finish. I'm on a chain of thought here, and then I'll let you comment. But see, now we have a greater problem. The point is that while you can't fool these people and they have to replace them, they've got candidates that, you know, there's a lot of people in their party too that, you know, they're older or whatever, and they're not all extreme leftists, but all of their candidates have stepped so far to the left that even Democrats, a huge number of Democrats, will not vote for them. There is no way that these people can get into office. Bernie Sanders and these other people's, let alone big businesses, that says, well, hey, we're going to kill big business and overtax it. We're taking away everybody's health care, no matter how much you like it. We're going to pay for the immigration people first, and you're going to pay for it. These are extreme ideas that not enough Democrats will vote for to beat Trump. So let me finish. So the only thing that they've got left is they've got to get him out of office. And so they're going to, it's going to get dirtier and dirtier. He broke no laws. He's released all the transcripts and so on and so forth. He has broken no laws, but they're trying to deface him. They're trying to do any dirty trick that they can because they can't win the next election with their candidates, and they know it. They're on a sinking ship, and they know it. They're going to lose power in 2020 unless they do something to Donald Trump. Now, you can comment on your
own. He released the phone call today, so they can listen to the phone call. There's nothing in it.
Yeah, speak up. But, yeah, he released
That's not all they're trying to do. They're not even hiding their platform. They want to take your guns. They want to kill your babies. They want to rape your kids. They want to let women and men run around half-nude. It just goes on, and they're open about it.
They want to destroy Christianity. And there's the other thing we left out of that talk a minute ago when we were talking about all the transgender and everything else. It's also that the Father is only going to go so far with innocent blood. And we are murdering babies, and we talked about this on this program before, and we even gave the graph about every 2 or 3 minutes, you know, one in the United States is dead or around the world. Point is, they're murdering babies. They're even allowing them to come out of the womb and putting them in plastic bags and throwing them in the trash or putting them in another room. This cannot go in. But back to the Trump thing. The Trump thing is because of the fact they know they can't be. Go ahead. What do you want?
They're not only killing them from the womb. They're killing them after they're born.
That's what I said.
After they're already 6 to 18 months old, 5 years old, 14 years old, 16 years old. They're giving them immunizations that have poison in them that's killing them left and right.
Right.
And
okay.
The flu shot's another example. They're killing the elderly. They're killing the kids. It's all about, yeah.
Lawless society.
Yeah.
But he did ask about what was going on with Trump right now. But that's what's going on. And this is all really what you see is it's Trump against the deep state in the world.
Yes.
You know, in fact, there was a lawsuit that just went about that California screaming because they're having to take 1.8 million voters off the rolls because they proved that they were there illegally. And they say there's many more and they're trying to expose them. The point is, it all goes back to that. It's lawlessness, lawlessness, lawlessness. That's what they are, and Trump stands for good. What you're seeing here, Shannon, is a war between good and evil. Without Trump, Christianity in America will be wiped out in a short period of time. Anybody that's a real pastor will probably end up in jail. Talk radio will go away. The voice of freedom of speech will go away. They want to make it a communist country. They want to make it. But see, it all goes back to the 2030 agenda that the United Nations wants to rule the world, and that's Agenda 2030, and the Pope's even on board for it. The Pope's over there preaching that every country needs to give up their sovereignty to the United Nations. Most people think he's the false prophet. I don't know. I won't point fingers until God says that's him, but let me tell you what. Even people in the Catholic Church are praying and protesting against this man. And nuns coming out and talking about how lawless this Pope is and that he's pushing to peace with all other religions. Well, let me tell you what. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son, and his name is Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus Christ, if you will. We'll give him a chance to say something. Go ahead, Shannon.
You know, I heard that also Joe Biden's son has been found to have received millions of dollars from Ukraine. And that is blown up in his face. So one person said, hey, this is nothing but also a the same time, these other things you mentioned, a means to try to deflect scrutiny on him. You know, just like Hillary Clinton was doing the Russian collusion that she accused our president falsely of, and they tried to shift the blame. You know, there's a term for this. You know, trying to cover up your own sins by blaming the very thing you did on somebody else who's innocent. And I can only say,
you know, that's kind of human nature. Human nature tends to blame other people for the things that you do because they figure everybody else is like you. They can't. It's just like the devil. The devil, you know, the devil can't create anything new, but he tries to imitate that which is of the fathers. And so these people are just ridiculous. Yes, but there's even more money. That it was over $1 billion that his son got.
Wow.
It was $1 billion from China. And
wow.
Yes, Trump came on. Did you catch the broadcast that Trump did today, this afternoon?
No, sir. Give me the highlights. What did he say?
He flipped it around on him. He gave instances where the Democrats actually went, some Democrats went to to Ukraine and told them, they were talking about, they wanted them to be positive for Hillary and some other things, and told them that if they didn't, that they were going to cut off money from them. They
wow.
actually went there and did it. There were several Democrats that did it. He also exposed the thing about Biden and his son. And there was about five or different things that he pointed out that was about this. And so, yes, I believe that it would, in a normal atmosphere, it would immediately flip it over on Biden and it would start to be investigated. But these corrupt people in the media, you know, most people don't know any of this stuff that we're talking about. All they know is the bad stuff that's coming out of 99% of the news media in the United States is belongs to the deep state. In fact, the deep state, and it is much broader than what you think. There is a whole nother under government inside of the United States of America.
Yes.
And it is headed, it's an antichrist thing. It's headed towards globalism. In fact, you would be shocked if you really knew the truth about all these UFO sightings that they've been holding back. I believe they're demonic, but the point is they know so much more and even collude with them than what they're releasing. But it's because of the deep state. Let's go with this. In black projects alone, you know that there is over, in 2016, Donald Rumsfeld stated that there was 2.6 trillion in transactions that exist, but are all in the black budget. $2.6 trillion. And this is money that goes into that other United States, those other black projects. Donald Trump is fighting against the deep state. The deep state owns the news media. They have people, it's a fact, through whether it's the CIA or the NSA, they have people in all these news agencies that actually work for the NSA and the CIA, or and they sit there and recruit, they tell them what to put out, and they put it out. How do you think that they all say the same thing almost instantly? Because they've been coached and they're told what to say, and this is what these people bring out. Because that's what they want. It's not a news media. Fox is turning into that. We haven't lost Fox completely yet because we still have some people like Sean Hannity on there and, you know, Greta and a few of the others, Laura Ingraham. But the point is we're even losing Fox. Talk radio, we have that. Amen. I'm glad we do have talk radio, but look at it. People like you, you broadcast on YouTube, and our program goes live on YouTube. But YouTube is fighting a war to take all the conservatives and people that really speak the truth out. The same way Facebook, out. It's coming, Shannon. This is here. We're in a last-ditch battle, one that we're actually, the Word of God says that we're going to almost completely lose before the appearance of the Antichrist, with the appearance of the Antichrist. And so this is what we're fighting against. This is a righteous battle that we're in, but all these things are unrighteous. And as far as Biden and all them, they're corrupt. It's over. Biden even admits this. He said, yeah, I threatened them. I told them if they didn't fire the guy, the prosecutor that was prosecuting this one company, I was going to withhold so many millions or billions of dollars from their defense budget, and they only had about an hour to think about it. And guess what? They fired him. And it was the same company that was being investigated. That his son was getting $1 something million and getting $50,000 a month as a salary and knew nothing about oil at all. It's right out there. All of their deeds, like my wife said, are right out there in public view. But it's not in public view if the media don't put it forward.
Right.
Right. Back to you.
You know, there was a program, and I'm sure it's still active, called Operation Mockingbird, launched in the 50s, where the CIA began to infiltrate the media. You know, I believe that there's a number of people right now that you see on TV, if you watch some of those other networks, that are current CIA operatives. Wolf Blitzer is reported to be one. Just one example comes up. The dude with white hair who's a homosexual that comes from the Vanderbilt Empire. What's his name? I can't remember now.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. And I can't think
white
of
hair dude.
Either. He makes me ill.
I believe he was a CIA, you know, backed operative. So bottom line is all these media, CIA or not, are controlled by their ownership. And if you look at the owners, Rupert Murdoch and these other people out there, even the Saudi Arabian government owns a large percentage of some of the networks. These are not your friends, folks. People who are friends of Jesus, followers of Christ, because these people have an agenda, and they can put the word down, and it goes all the way to their networks, and all of a sudden they'll put all the reporters going after Trump like they did during the elections. You know, every day I tuned in and they were just hitting them, even overseas. So these are controlled, and, you know, they speak the narrative of those above them who, you know, basically script them. And, you know, there's very few out there that even speak off the cuff. They're all scripted, by and large, looking at those teleprompters. What's that tell you, folks? They're really actors. Think about that. And you hear many of them saying the same thing. It's because they're reading the same script. I've used a teleprompter before when I did an infomercial one time. And people use it so they don't have to memorize their lines if you got a set script. You just look on past the person's head, and the way the camera angles are set, it makes it look like you're looking right at the person, but you're looking past them into a computer screen behind them. That's what these people do. I can even tell it when our president is not speaking off the cuff and he's reading a pre-prepared, you know, script. The tone of his voice changes. And sometimes maybe you need to do that. I'm not criticizing him for that, but this is what we're dealing with. These people are literally talking puppet heads, by and large. Sean Hannity being an exception. Great man. What about Judge Jeanine? Is she still out there pro-Trump, or is she compromised? I haven't tuned in her in a while.
Oh, no, she's pro-Trump.
She's pro-Trump. Good.
It's the Andrew Pollyanna, that so-called, they see him on Fox, you know, legal expert. He used to approach Trump and be acting for the job, and then turned him in. And it was only
Brother Dan,
he went back.
Let me interrupt you and call you back because I can't hear a thing. You're coming through muffled. We're having a trouble with the internet. Hold on just a second. Let me dial you back. Here we go. Hang on. There you go. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Internet had went down just a minute.
Okay.
I had left off.
Life of internet.
All right. Internet. Well, you know, we're getting to talk clearer on the other side of the world.
Yes, we're doing good tonight.
Okay, yeah.
With
anyway,
Prophecy Hour.
Pollyanna, and he wanted, but the last thing that happened was he went and asked Trump to hire a friend of his for a specific job, and Trump said no, and then ever since he's been vicious towards Trump. He doesn't agree with him on anything, and he's always saying, yeah. Anyway, it looks like he jumped into the leftist pool.
Napolitano has always been compromised. He's Italian mafia. I'm sure of it.
He looks like it.
I mean, come on. You don't get into politics in New York in those areas and be of Italian heritage and not be bought out by the mafia. Even Pelosi, her father is well-known mafia.
Yeah.
So
these are the people that we should be looking into their backgrounds.
Yes.
People like Pelosi. You know, come on. These people within a few short... Now, listen, there's some congressmen over there that have been there for years that are not millionaires. But you look at all these guys that go over there and they're, they're, you know, worth $500 million. Why is that? It's because they, I guess you just have to guess, right? They're being paid off, of course.
Sure wasn't from working for it.
Yeah, it sure wasn't.
Bribery.
Being a congressman, you know, they get less than $200,000 a year.
It's bribery. Payoffs by special interest groups and lobbyists. And, you know, they'll find a way to get you the money. In the case of Biden, did it to his son. And then he gives his dad the payoff. You know, God hates bribes and uneven scales, false weights and measures. He's going to deal with these people. They're going to the lake of fire if they don't repent. Now, let me switch gears and take you to Israel for a minute. I got a message from Al Cuppet, and his sources are telling him that, in fact, let me just pull it up so I don't misquote him. He said, here we go. He said a lot of things. One of them was that Syrian army units have also moved up on the Israeli Golan Heights area. And he's asking the question, will we see a Rosh Hashanah attack on Israel? What do you think?
Well, first, let's go with this. First, I want to make an apology. And this goes to some of my listeners, too. The other day when they had the election, somebody sent me an article. I was really busy. It was radio day, and somebody sent me an article said, Netanyahu won. And I said, oh, okay, well, I need a confirmation. And so I Googled it real quick, and I seen a whole bunch of headlines that said Netanyahu won. Well, about 3 hours later, then I went, oops, yeah, he won all right. That was the first election this year. I didn't have my glasses on, and I didn't read the date. It was for the first election. But we found out today that he has been asked to be the first one to form a government. So right now, Netanyahu is trying to pull together a government, so that means that he is probably going – Israeli elections are weird. In fact, even Shelley Neese said that they're crazy, and, you know, she's the one that wrote the Copper Scroll Project book, which I interviewed her last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've had a lot of great guests on lately.
You sure have.
Shannon know about the Carper Scroll?
Yeah, I think I told him, right? We told you about the Carper Scroll, right?
Yes, ma'am. And also, a week prior, I think you had Joel Richardson, correct? Last couple weeks?
Joel Richardson on, and then I had Ryan Murrow, which is the guy that made the viral video about, you know, Sinai. I had some really great guests on. In fact, I'm fixing to have Tom Horn back on. He sent me a book today. He just released a new book called The Wormwood Prophecy.
Really?
But back to your question, I really haven't seen anything surface that says that we could, you know, that Israel's about ready to go to war. Would it surprise me? No, it wouldn't surprise me. But you have to do realize this is, in this day and age, there's nothing like a sneak attack that could happen like back in 67 and so on. And
Rosh Hashanah is Monday, so it would,
Right, but my point is anytime there's military movements, you're going to see them. You're going to know about it. There's no sneaking about it. The only time that you can see sneaking is when you, Shannon, when you see them say, hey, we're going to have war games, you know, that's their excuse for moving all the troops.
Well,
but
for sure.
I haven't seen anything. Is that out on a? Did he give you a link or anything to any articles that said it?
I'm going to send this to you, and I don't know the source, but it is food for thought. He had some other things he brings up. He says Great Britain may not be leaving the EU after all. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been rebuffed by Parliament and by the UK Supreme Court. You have any updates on that? I understand that they're trying to shut him down from doing the Brexit.
what, it's the same thing that Donald Trump's facing. They're trying to shut him down, but they would have to get him completely out of office in order to stop it. And believe me, they're kicking and screaming trying to stop Brexit, because you know it goes back to that. The deep state is actually represented by the globalists. The globalists don't want anybody being independent. When you see if England gets to go out of the EU, it's going to cause a complete collapse of the EU, and it's already started to do so. And so he is fighting against the rest of the world, just like Donald Trump is. You know, he's fighting against the world. And it's not just people he's fighting against. You know, our fight's against principalities and powers.
Yes, sir.
The demonic stuff has been released on the earth. That's why, like you were saying, Mom, that all of these things are just right out in the open. They don't even hide them anymore. Used to be you'd have to dig this stuff out, but if you want to know anything about any of it, you just go look. It's there.
Well,
it's
anybody that knows the word knows that it's coming to life right before our eyes. I mean, every day it just comes to more life. That's why I say, come Yeshua, come quick.
Right, and here's the point. You know, people start to accept that as a normal, you know.
That's
and
why I want the Lord to come, Godspeed.
As a normal. You know, we have to live in the world, because the word even says it. The wheat and tares grow together till the time of the end, until they take out the bad first. They take out the tares first. The point is that you have to live with them, but separately. You have to be a light to the world. You can't go hide under a bucket or go hide in a cave someplace. Not unless he always says, hey, get out of here and go. You know, you got to do that. But my point is you got to let your light shine to the world.
Right.
They're going to, Rosh Hashanah, yeah, they like to, here's the reason why. Anything on a holy day, that's when the devil wants to do it, because that, you know, they're observing it. It's a high holy day. Rosh Hashanah starts at dark on Sunday night, and it ends Monday night at dark. Rosh Hashanah is a high holy day. And so, you know, they're not as in, they're in, to be more of a relaxed mode and praying.
Well, that's
and
always
fact,
been his plan, is to ruin the Lord's holy days. That's what all the pagan holidays are about, is to ruin the Lord's wonderful holy days. It's Satan's plan. But guess what? He is never, ever, ever going to win, ever.
Right. Well, you know, and that, but that shows, see, like the Yom Kippur War, they, you know, that was on the Day of Atonement. They think they'll catch them off guard, you know.
And the word
mean.
Tells us, in the days, good
praying
will be evil, and evil will be good. So where are we at? We're in the days.
Yeah, amen.
Absolutely.
How much time we got left anyway? I want to make sure we get something in about the church tonight.
We have 10 minutes left. Folks, we are live with ProphecyHour.com. Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin coming to you from Kansas. Back over to you.
Okay, well, anyway, keep it all prayed up. But let's go into the mission church. Yeah, at the first of the program, you ask us about what else that we do. We have a mission church at Wichita, Kansas. Mom, why don't you tell them what we do over there?
We take care of anybody that comes in the door. And it is a homeless outreach church, but we don't turn anybody away. We don't ask questions. You come in, you have a need, you ask. If we have it, you get it. I mean, it's endless. We do everything. It's just like coming home to Mom and Dad's house, then it's coming home to the Lord's house.
Yeah, amen. It's what, you know, Messiah's Branch is like a home church. It's like our second home. It really is.
It is.
And that's how we feel about it. And so we invite people into our second home, people that have needs. We care for them. We treat them like family. And so they come in, and a lot of them, you know, they call me Pastor Dan. In fact, they nicknamed me Pastor Dan. But, you know, nowadays it's always, Dad, hi, Dad, hi, Mom, you know, and tell us about their kids. And
pruning before the harvest is a necessary thing to help us bear more fruit for all and to glorify the King. For Jesus is the true vine, Father holds the shoes. At times the pruning hurts so bad and we have to shed some tears. His time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. What it does is makes us strong and bear more fruit for Him. He does it 'cause He cares for us, and that's why He cuts us thin. When He's through, we may not see the good in what He's done. It may look bad, but we still know we're grafted in His Son. His time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. But then we see our leaves shoot forth as the sun begins to shine. We know we'd surely wither if we weren't within the vine. Soon the fruit begins to grow more abundant than before. And as it's picked for others' use, we keep on bearing more. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. We must be thankful. Must be thankful if we've been pruned. Must be thankful if we've been pruned.
Okay, your Skype went down. Let's finish on this phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. I can hear you. Remember, I told you earlier our Skype went down, was bound for a few hours.
And no worries.
Come and fix it.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was our end this time. But anyway, what we do everything that you do for your kids, we do for the people. We feed them egg sandwiches from 1 to 3 every Tuesday and every Friday, and then we feed them a home-cooked meal at 4:30, and we serve anywhere from 5 to 13 dozen eggs, depending on how many people come and go, and it's always different people. Some of them stick around for dinner. Most of the time they eat egg sandwiches. We have new crowds for dinner. We serve them from 4:30 to 5:30, and we do anywhere from 30 to 70 plates during that time, and it's a home-cooked meal, whatever we have. Usually, Dad gets the new fresh meal, and I get to make meals out of his leftovers, because he goes way overboard, let me tell you. But it's always good meal, and they always appreciate what they get.
Hey, listen, if I make spaghetti from scratch, man, then she can turn around with my leftover sauce. She makes goulash out of it, and it's great.
And
but
I've made baked spaghetti and baked goulash, and I've even made
The other day when we took that leftover stuff and we made goulash together, and then I took and put that cheese on it, they were screaming.
I actually won goulash that was baked pasta with cheese on top of it. Goulash is not baked like that.
Well, anyway, it was great, and they were just dynamite. So here's the point. You give your best to the Father, because that's what you're supposed to do. Well, when you give to others, you know, unto the least of these, as the word says in Matthew 25, when you give unto the least of these, it's like giving unto Yeshua. And so you're supposed to give your best to them, not the last, and not your scraps, not your table scraps. You're supposed to give the best to them.
And we have a clothes closet where they can get clothes, and we get donations of everything. We've given furniture. We've even helped get houses. It's just whatever the Lord leads you there for, I'm sure He's got the resources on the way, or they're already there.
Yeah, well, it is like that. People say, well, can you take this, and this? I said, just bring it. Because whatever you bring, somebody will find a use for it. Well, you think, well, can the homeless carry around furniture? Go back to that. Forget about being, we're not a homeless outreach. We got past a long time ago. We're a mission church that caters to the homeless and poor. Anybody, like she said, walks in the door. All you have to do is ask. If we have it, we'll give it to you. If we don't, we try and pray it in or find a resource for you. Of course, prayers are number one. Let's go to that. There are so many people that come in and get miracle prayers, and then you don't see them again for a few years, and they say, thank you, your counseling, the prayers worked, I got saved, or I was able to come out of the world, so on and so forth. We've seen tumors healed and all kinds of things where people were scheduled for operations like the next day, and, you know, they go in and they say, well, you don't, there's no tumor, or your heart's okay, and so on and so forth. We've seen cancer go away. But these are all things done by faith. Because believe me, like we said, Messiah's Branch is a mission church, but it's a home church with a building. The building is there because we care for the people. Yeah, we started off with a congregation, but after the Father kept me up all night and had us to do this, and we started doing it, there's people left. So it's a home church with a building. We care for the people. We give out tons and tons of Bibles. In fact, there was a fellow, you donated some, and then somebody else donated one, I think, after the last radio program, and then donated some more. And,
yes.
Hey, we're on that last box. So we're going to need some of those really great King James Bibles.
And we also have a phone booth where they can make phone calls, and we also give out hygiene because we have a new ministry that provides hygiene monthly. So they get pretty what they need, we usually have.
How do people give to the ministry? What's the best way to do it?
Okay. If you're not where you can walk in and drop it, and you can buy things and mail it, and I can give you a mailing address if you contact me, but you can donate online or over the phone or mail a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. Now, that is the, you know, that's just the best way to do it.
Yes.
You go to Prophecy Hour, there's mailing address over there and so forth. We don't want you to mail things to the mission church because we only have a little mail slot, and it's really hard to track down, go to the post office or the UPS office. So we have packages come to our Florence address, which, by the way, we live 60 miles from the mission church.
And back to the donation thing, there is also two PayPal accounts, one's hooked up for the radio and general fund, and one's hooked up for the
food account.
Okay. For the size branch.
Now, they can go to prophecyhour.com and get that PayPal. Now, folks, I know Messiah's Branch now for many years. Brother Dan and Sister Linda, we've been working together many years. They are the real deal. And they've been faithful. They do not only an awesome radio program, but they have a live mission there in Kansas that's helping the people that need help. And this is an excellent mission to get behind here, folks. God will bless you. Hey, let me ask you a question while I have you on the line. Did the popcorn maker make it?
Yes, sir. The popcorn maker, and everything else that you think.
Oh, the sleeping bag. Yeah, he reported back about the sleeping bag. He said the sleeping bag is great, but his thought on it is it needs to have we already know that, a small tarp or something
tarp
to land on so it doesn't get torn up with rocks or, you know,
sure,
anything, a covering so it doesn't get wet, you know.
You know, that's true.
So he said, well, you know, if you put it on a bunch of rocks, it could get tore up. But he said, it's warm, it's good, it's the right size, all of that. And
okay.
So that's a good thing.
We're always running low on backpacks, too, so we can always use backpacks.
Okay.
Right.
Backpacks. And someone said, why you send a popcorn maker? Because I remember y'all used to have movie night. You still have movie night ever for the people?
Well, they get a lot of movies, and we like to do popcorn. And right now, because we used to, now listen, now we've even worked as overflow and stayed open for months at a time, 24 hours a day. But the problem with that is that because Obama discontinued the free emergency blankets when he came in office, we don't have blankets to be able to do that to make people, you know, be able to sleep on the floor all night.
Yeah, because we just gave them 3 or 4 blankets apiece, and they just made pallets on the floor. We don't have no way else to house them.
And so you're talking about hundreds of blankets at a time for that to happen.
Okay.
But, you know, let's go with this. If they shut down the overflow or something, if the need was there, we would make sure that we were there. And we are there. We do help them.
Yes.
However, they get to watch a movie during the daytime, and, you know, when they come in, well, in between the time they come in and have their egg sandwiches and at the 4:30 meal, they get to watch a movie. And so, you know, we try to give them snacks and donuts and all kinds of things. And popcorn's on that list, too, that we will give them.
Yeah, they have the TV from 1 to 5 because, you know what? We found out way back when we first started this in 2000 that it's a very good babysitter. It keeps down on all the commotion and stuff.
And you know,
right, because you get that mass of people in there with all kinds of different problems, and some of them don't really have problems other than they're broke or down and out, and you know, you have people from all walks of life in there.
By the way,
so the best way to keep them quiet, keep their interest in something.
By the way, that popcorn maker uses no oil, so just to give you a heads up. All you need to do is drop the corn in there.
The air popcorn maker.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bought one of those ones like, you know, that look like you see in a carnival that's on the red ones.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It works the same. I really like it a lot better than the one that uses oil.
Okay. What about the Prego sauce? What do you think about that?
It's already been used. That's what we made spaghetti and goulash and stuff with.
What's the taste like?
What sauce are you talking about?
The one that came and went.
Came and went.
Okay. Yeah, I just...
history there.
I was on Amazon. I said, I'm going to send them some Prego sauce. How about Lipton tea bags?
For the record, we don't use plastic knives because we just don't trust the people with them. But
yes.
I will use those for stirrers until they're gone. And that's what I do when people donate the knives is I just put them in the window for them to stir their cream in their coffee.
Yes.
Because I won't put them on a plate. I don't trust them with them.
We don't want anybody.
Plastic.
I've never even gave that any thought. I didn't, you know, about plastic knives. Let me say this, though. Folks, also, if you would like to hear more about us, if you go to prophecyhour.com, tune into our radio programs. My wife and I will do a live program tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central. You can find out how to listen live, or you can find the links to our podcast site. Folks, we tell you about a lot of breaking events. Like I talked with Jim Barfield, did the Copper Scroll Project. Shannon mentioned Joel Richardson. I talked to him about Mount Sinai.
Okay.
Shelley Neese, who wrote the book, The Copper Scroll Project. And, in fact, Shelley told me in a private email, I will say this, she said, you and your wife must have superhuman strength to do everything that you do. But
there's a list of a bunch of them you had on.
But anyway, well, I'm talking about recent progress.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you up on the progress with real Mount Sinai and the Copper Scroll. That's the temple treasure. And like probably either next week or the week after, I'm going to have Thomas Horn on with his new book, the Wormwood Prophecy. I have a lot of good radio guests on.
Yes, you do,
Shannon.
Tell Tom Horn that Omega says hello. One more question. What did you think about the organic crunchy peanut butter?
A couple of them went out.
I didn't know what to
eat. I didn't taste either one of them, but I guess the people like them. They ask what they get it.
I just wanted to find out if the quality was good.
Well, I haven't had any complaints.
Okay.
I'll
make Pastor Dan a peanut butter sandwich for you.
Yeah, I eat peanut butter. I like peanut butter and honey. And so I will take, and my jar at home is about out, so I'll take one jar and I'll bring it home and I'll eat it, and I'll let you know next time.
That's good, because I'm just ordering this stuff from Indonesia and dropping it off Amazon. I don't know what the quality is until you give me feedback, so that's good. Now we'll know. Praise God.
You ordered it, came back the next day. I don't know how it got here so fast, but Wednesday you ordered it, Wednesday night, and it was here Thursday morning.
It's called Amazon Pantry.
Yeah,
they've got these drop sites popping up in all cities now. In fact, there's some stuff that they tell you to go up and pick it up with a lockbox key, and I mean it's like you can get stuff same day.
Yeah.
Amazon is
amazing.
Yeah,
Dad's seen those over by the PC in those boxes out there. He said, "Hey, you know what?" I said, "Yeah, that's so you can order the homeless can even order stuff off Amazon, have it picked up a quick trip."
That's really cool. Wow. I want to thank you all both for coming on tonight. Folks, go to prophecyhour.com. And again, what day and time is your program airing?
It's tomorrow. It's every Thursday at 5 p.m. Central, 5 to 6 p.m. Central, and 7 to 8 p.m. Central. But you can always find it. There's a link to the archives, which is actually branch.podomatic.com. branch.podomatic.com, but you can find all that at prophecyhour.com, And that way you can listen to the programs there. You can find out all about us. We do have a specific website for the homeless. That's WichitaHomeless.com. It's not updated very often. I'm trying to find somebody to help me update those sites and make it into a, you know, a WordPress site or something that I can update, because it was, they were done with old HTML, you know what I mean, and I don't know how to work with that, and so.
Oh, that reminds me.
Anyway.
Yes, I can take the format. You sent that to me before to work again. Send me that publisher file you've got so we can get it in the magazine and get it out for you. You were asking.
That's the question.
No, you were asking me if I could take that format. And I didn't answer you back yet. So the answer is yes. So send it to me when you get a chance.
I'll send it as soon as the program's over, if we can get rid of him.
That's what I was trying to, remember what the program was we did that in, because he said something about sending it through Word, and I'm like, won't that change the format of the newsletter? So, yeah, that makes me happy. You'll get it just like it goes.
Absolutely.
On.
God bless you both. We'll see y'all next time. Thank you for coming on late tonight. Love y'all.
Be blessed, Shannon. Shalom.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Pruning before the harvest is a necessary thing to help us bear more fruit for all and to glorify the King. For Jesus is the true vine, His Father holds the shoes. At times the pruning hurts so bad and we have to shed some tears. The end time harvest is coming soon. Must be thankful if we've been pruned. But what it does is makes us strong and bear more fruit for Him. He does it 'cause He cares for us, and that's why He cuts us thin. When He's through, we may not see good in what He's done. It may look bad, but we still know we're grafted in His Son. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. Then we see our leaves shoot forth as the sun begins to shine. We know we'd surely wither if we weren't within the vine. And soon the fruit begins to grow more abundant than before. And as it's picked for others' use, we keep on bearing more. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. Must be thankful we've been pruned. Must be thankful we've been pruned. Must be thankful.
The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Romans, tells us that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. His conclusion is that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. However, he in no way indicates that the law is no longer valid. Just the opposite. Paul questions, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish the law. There is no law that can be kept in order to establish one's own righteousness, for there is none righteous, no, not one. No man has ever fulfilled the righteous obligations of the law to the point that he has not known sin. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. The gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ that we are offered freely was purchased at a great price. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, and paid the death penalty for sins that are past. He did not, however, die that we may transgress his laws or continue in sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.